Where are we in terms of weather and the Russian River? Let's go straight to the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Matt Maley is with us. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the river first. Where do we stand and where are we going?
Well, right now, the two river spots on the Russian that we're concerned with are the Healdsburg and the Guerneville area. We've been monitoring the Healdsburg. It looks like it has already recrested and is starting to recede, so that's a good thing. As far as the Russian River at Guerneville, though, that site is continuing to rise and is expected to continue to rise through this evening.
And where do we? What is the level now of the Russian River at Guerneville, and is the crest expected to be 46 feet tonight?
Yes, the crest will remain at 46 feet at 10 p.m. We're currently sitting at 42.4, and that was the observation at 8 a.m. this morning. So
okay.
We're still expecting water to fill into the river itself and continue to rise through 10 p.m. this evening.
Very good. What we've noticed, Matt, and you can tell me the importance of this, that the crest number, that 46 feet number, has not changed over the course of the last 30 hours or so. Is that is that an indicator that we shouldn't get higher than that?
Yeah, that's correct. I just got off the phone a little bit ago with the River Forecast Center in Sacramento, and they are pretty confident that we'll be staying right around that 46 feet. May fluctuate just a little bit, but they're not expecting it to get anywhere close to the record of 49.5.
Very good. Very, very good news for all of us. And let's talk about the weather, since you are a meteorologist, after all. Let's talk about the amount of rainfall that we've gotten up to this point and what's in our next few days forecast.
Yeah, so we've seen really impressive rainfall amounts across the North Bay with this system since Monday. Some of the high spots near Venado, everyone knows that famous instrument that we have up there when it comes to rainfall amounts. That one got close to between 20 and 21 inches. Other locations are near Guerneville area or anywhere from about 13 to 15 inches. So rather impressive storm totals. I will say the good thing is the atmospheric river has exited the region. We do have a cold front kind of sliding through the Bay Area as we speak this morning, and we still have some scattered showers. These scattered showers will bring some additional rainfall, but not much, definitely not anything like what we saw over the last 2 days. So that is the good news. That being said, though, a lot of focus is on the main rivers, the Russian and Napa, but there's a lot of smaller streams and creeks that are still overflowing, and any additional rainfall, even if it's a little bit, will still cause some concern. So even though a lot of the focus is on the big rivers, all the smaller tributaries that flow into it are also causing some flooding concerns around the North Bay. And we have a general aerial flood warning for much of Sonoma County through this afternoon to accommodate for those flooding concerns. So if you are driving out and about today, just be mindful that you may encounter some flooded roadways.
And Matt, I hate to even bring this up because I'm just hoping it's just not true, but is there another system, another one that could be called an atmospheric river in the forecast for next week?
There is. I will say this. We do have another round of rain in the forecast starting for the North Bay Thursday night into Friday, and that will last into the first part of the weekend. We'll dry out briefly, but then a lot of focus will turn into the system that's forecast to arrive next Tuesday into Wednesday. The models have changed a little bit since yesterday as far as the placement of this atmospheric river, and I do want to point out, as of right now, it does not look like it will be anything like we saw before as far as strength
Thank
or
God.
Intensity.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the good thing, but I do want to emphasize that as we saw, depending where these make landfall can have a huge impact. The models have been trending south, which is good for the North Bay. But it's still several days out, and that forecast will likely change between now and then. But early indications show that the next round of, I would say, moderate rainfall would arrive on Tuesday into Wednesday. That being said, though, given that our rivers and streams are so full from all the rain that we have, it will take a few days for it to go down. So that's something that we will be watching closely early next week for any potential reoccurring flooding concerns.
Just another thing to be excited about, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it. We have called on the National Weather Service very often in the past several days, and we appreciate that. That's Matt Maley, meteorologist with the NWS, and I guess we'll just worry about next week when that comes.